in rebellion against God. Maybe you've confessed Christ as your Savior at some point, but you haven't been walking with Him. You haven't been taking up your cross to follow Him. You've been actually walking in rebellion. Today is the day of salvation. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Today is the day of salvation. Today, if you will, don't harden your heart. Don't do it. This is the opportunity. Pray for it. Thanks for joining us. Get a copy of this wonderful book. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries. We'll put it in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about the program everywhere in the world. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, actually for the next 2 hours, they're going to be the views of Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's a good friend, who's put together a number of DVDs that we carry, including They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. They Sold Their Souls from Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And shortly before the election, Pastor Schimmel put out a DVD on Obama, the background of this man who was to become the President of the United States. And really, who is this man? What does he believe in? What does he really believe in? We hear some people claim that one fellow I heard speak this last weekend said he was over in communist Russia in the early 90s, and a hardcore communist dignitary told him, a woman told him, that there was a man named Barack Obama who would become the President of the United States. He was a black man. It was only a matter of time before he would become the President of the United States. Are there a communist behind Obama? What does he really believe in as far as Christianity? He was recently in Turkey, where he announced to the people he was speaking to, the United States is not a Christian nation. Well, that's funny, because the Supreme Court has repeatedly held that America was a Christian nation. Not that everybody was Christian, but it was founded on Christian principles. And yet, of course, you know, President Obama has said we're not a Christian nation. So what does he believe about Christianity? He claims to have gone to a church for 20 years where the minister frequently made the phrase G.D. America, G.D. America. And, of course, they tried to defuse that by saying, well, he had an odd view. The minister had an odd view on race. Had nothing to do with race. It had to do with the hatred of America and everything this stands for. So who is this man? Well, Pastor Schimmel has put together a second DVD on President Obama, which I think that people must watch and must become informed about and must understand that there is an invisible force behind President Obama. Joe, did you get that article we sent you about written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson?
Yes, I appreciated that. I thought when you sent me an article, I thought it was going to be an expose kind of along the lines that we were talking about, but I was surprised it was from a New Ager exclaiming basically that Barack Obama is the spiritual light guiding us into the New Age, and which was right in harmony with our second video, which is just about ready, just about done. And I thought it was interesting because she's pretty much saying what Oprah Winfrey and some of the other supporters of Obama have been saying, looking at him more than just a man, but as a consolidation of the spiritual hopes and aspirations of the human race, the pinnacle of human evolution, spiritually speaking, that is going to guide us into the New Age, which biblically, there will be such a man, but it will be an imposter of the ultimate Christ. And that's not to say that we would believe that he is the Antichrist, but we do believe that he is part and parcel of a bigger movement that is leading the world to a world religion. And I think Dr. Stan, he's made some incredible strides in just his first 60, 70 days in office, just in the last couple of days, with regard to what has happened in Europe and then in Turkey. You're familiar, Dr. Stan, with some of the statements he made in Turkey? Have you heard about that?
Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and cover all of those.
I think it's amazing because, and we can get into, you know, where it fits in regard to the whole New Age movement and what have you, but...
Hold that thought, Joe. We're going to be back in just a moment or two, right after this break, right here at Radio Liberty. Joe, go right ahead.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Stan. I'm not going to probably cover, unless you want me to cover some of it, but in past interviews we've done, we've looked at a lot of his associations in the past, and we'll look at some as they relate to what's going on now, but I thought it was interesting because I was hoping to get part two done before the election, which we, with a thousand other responsibilities I have, I couldn't quite get it done, and it was quite amazing because we were really emphasizing in our interviews with you, and people can go back and look at those interviews months ago before the election, that he would be pushing a radical socialist agenda, also that there would be incredible steps made toward Islam. And even conservatives, the talking heads on the television, conservative talking heads on radio, many of them were saying, oh, no, what he's really going to do is push more of a moderate agenda. He's not going to really be, you know, he's not going to have a whole bunch of ambitions in this way. It would destroy him and what have you. And that contradicted the entire premise of where we saw him heading. And I just think it's amazing, Dr. Stan, that we're just, you know, just over 2 months into his presidency, two, 3 months into his presidency, and what he's done is absolutely unbelievable in regard to, you know, moving toward nationalizing the banks and creating a fascist kind of a corporate view of America. Even the New York Times recently ran an article talking about how Barack Obama is a lot like Hitler. And, you know, the New York Times is a internationalist, liberal, socialistic type newspaper, but it was comparing his recent moves to those of Adolf Hitler. And, of course, it was saying, well, he's not like Adolf Hitler in the sense of the Holocaust and so forth, at least not yet, right? But he's very much doing what Adolf Hitler did in Nazi Germany, and those were actually good ideas. So it's amazing that even the liberal newspapers are drawing some interesting parallels, but he's definitely moving us toward a more socialistic, very much in the likeness of Hitler's type of socialism, where basically the government told the corporations what to do, you know? And also, in regard to Islam, he's moving with lightning speed. I mean, just after he was elected, the first television interview he did with an Islamic network. He basically got the guy from the USS, that bombed the USS Cole off the hook. He you're familiar as well that he made overtures and made a video, it's on YouTube, to Ahmadinejad, saying we're no threat to you. The Ayatollah came out the next day and said, well, there's no superpowers in our way now from developing our nuclear bombs. He's got an incredible attitude of appeasement, wanting to talk to Syria. All these incredible things that are happening are quite amazing.
Hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Joe is simply saying that it's amazing what has happened in just a few months that Barack Obama has been the President of the United States. His basic conciliatory aspect towards the Muslims and towards getting the gentleman who was responsible for the bombing of the Cole off. I mean, this man has been released, and yet there's no question he was involved with the murder of a number of American servicemen aboard the USS Cole that was actually bombed, I think it was in Yemen, but the harbor there, certainly in the Persian Gulf, and certainly so many of the things that Obama is doing as far as nationalizing our banks, moving rapidly towards centralizing all power in the federal government in total violation of the Constitution, which he has supposedly sworn to uphold. So you pick up the story there.
Well, that's exactly what's going on in a nutshell. And I mean, I'm holding up Newsweek, the latest copy of Newsweek, in my hand right now. I subscribe to it. I'd hate to give my money to him, but I'd like to keep up with what the enemy is doing on a lot of fronts. And a couple months ago, the front page was, you know, we are a socialist nation. Well, the front cover, and leave it to Newsweek to do this right before we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, it's the form of a cross, front cover, big red cross. It's actually words in the form of a cross, and the words state the decline and fall of Christian America by John Meacham.
And I think it's so important that people understand that behind everything politically that's going on is this powerful spiritual force that hates Christianity. And that's, of course, why they put people on the Supreme Court to take God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and to create the chaotic situation. And certainly Newsweek and Time and U.S. News and World Report, they're all controlled basically by the same people. They hate Christianity. When you understand that, so much of what's going on really does make sense.
That's exactly right, and it's interesting. On the heels of, you know, we are a Muslim nation now, and the decline and fall of Christian America, we have a picture in our new video of Barack Obama coming off an airplane with a book on the postmodern or the post-American world, written by a Muslim, which basically is celebratory that the United States is going to basically morph into a new world order and just be equal among other nations, which is ultimately the end game. Because I believe, Dr. Stan, and I believe you have a similar conviction, that there's two things that stand in the way of the new world order, and that is corralling the United States of America into a place to where the citizenry lays down their weapons, they submit and say, you know, we're not going to stand up for the Constitution, we're going to morph into a new world order, and also Israel. Israel is a nation where for 30-plus years, more UN resolutions were made against Israel than any other nation on the face of the earth. I ask people that don't really understand God's plan for Israel, why is it that the UN has more resolutions against Israel than any other nation in history? Obviously, Israel isn't running the United Nations. And Israel is that piece of real estate that just doesn't fit in the New World Order. And Christians don't fit in it either. So the main attack that we see from the New World Order folks are Christians that take their faith seriously, and Israel is a nation. Of course, there are Jews and professing Christians and Muslims and all sorts of people that are pro-New World Order because they are those things in name. They aren't biblical Jews, they're biblical Christians. But Islam is for a New World Order. It's for a New World Order that's headed by Islam. In fact, there's many Islamic surahs that talk about throughout the Quran that the end goal of Islam is the dominance of the entire world. And so it makes sense that the New World Order folks would seek to enlist foot soldiers when you have over a billion of them that are seeking to bring forth a New World Order in their image. And people wonder, they wonder, how come there's all these Hollywood movies year after year and Newsweek and what have you, Time and the establishment is so anti-Christian, but you rarely ever see a Hollywood movie coming against Islam. And I personally believe it's because with regard to the satanic forces that are behind this whole thing, and I have a strong biblical conviction, and I'm speaking not from the standpoint of a pastor, from the church I pastor. I'm speaking from the standpoint of a biblical Christian, from a citizen of America at this point, for our political action committee is called Last Defense. And I'm saying this in the context of, look at the nation we live in, and look at where it's headed. And when you think about it, we are under such attack from every level, and it's like, what kind of bedfellows, very strange bedfellows, for Muslims who will have the heads of many of the homosexuals that run Hollywood and are, you know, very anti-morality. Strange bedfellows that the Hollywood crowd would really kiss up to Islam when Islam is antithetical to so many of the so much of immorality in Hollywood. But the common denominator is the Hollywood crowd and the Islamic crowd are anti-Israel, anti-Jesus Christ, anti-the Christian church. That's what makes them such strange, alluring bedfellows for one another. But when they all get together, their new world order is going to be more of a new world disorder. But what's crazy to me right now, Dr. Stan, is we have Barack Obama talking about, you know, kind of encouraging Turkey to become part of the European Union, and most of the European Union nations wanting them to be assimilated, except I thought it was interesting. I was reading an article today that just said there's two countries that are having a hard time with it. Sarkozy of France spoke out to Obama and said, this is our business, because he's against at this point, at least publicly, assimilating them into the EU.
No, that's Turkey, bringing Turkey in. Yes, there are some of the countries over there really
right.
don't
Sorry,
want to
did
bring
I say
Turkey
another country?
Right.
Did I not say Turkey?
Yes. Well, I want just our listeners to
understand. Oh, yeah, okay,
right,
Turkey. Okay, but I'm going to say another country. Yeah, Turkey. And the other country, Dr. Stan, is Austria. Has a hard time with them becoming part of the EU. I thought, isn't that interesting? Because it was in the 700s, just 100 years after the coming of Muhammad, you know, in the 6th century. It's in the 700s where they almost took all of Europe. The United States would have never existed if Muhammad took Europe. He almost took Europe, but they stopped him at France. The French stopped him, of all people. And then, guess what? Hundreds of years later, in the 1500s, they almost took Europe again, yet they were stopped at the gates of Ebony they were stopped by the Austrians. So the two countries that stopped them from taking Europe are the two countries that are saying, hey, we don't want them as part of the EU, because they'd become instantly the largest nation, populace-wise, in the European Union. And why all this is very important, I believe, personally, is because a lot of people, they look at Muslims and what the Islamic religion teaches, and they say, hey, you know, there's these radical Muslims, they make about 10% of Islam. By the way, 10% of 1.6 billion is an awful lot of people. And they say it's these radical Muslims that want to actually take over the world. There's the other 90% of Muslims that you know, don't see Islam that way. But we need to understand, and many people view Turkey as a moderate Muslim state, mostly Muslim, but very moderate for the most part, politically speaking. But I'm very concerned about a moderate Muslim state as well. And that is because in the Quran, the reason there's so many different factions believing different things as far as whether we're supposed to militantly take over the world from the Gentile, you know, the pagans and the Christians, the Jews, as they would say, by force or not, is because there are definitely different verses in the Quran, different surahs. And there are those Medina surahs, and then there are those Mecca surahs, and there is the Meccan verses, and that's when Muhammad, you can actually look at three different levels. I don't want to get too complicated with it, but you can say there were the early Mecca verses, and that's when Muhammad was in Mecca. He had no power whatsoever. He was just gaining a following, and those verses were about having peace and to each his own, to each have it, you know, can have your own religion. You'll find those verses in the Quran. But then he went to Medina, and when he went to Medina, he got a following and built an army. Now, that army wasn't big enough to do what he wanted to do yet, so you have the Medina verses, which are basically surahs about, you know, self-defense. We can make, you know, we can fight in self-defense. But then you have what I call the Mecca revisited surahs. He goes back to Mecca. He makes a peace agreement for 10 years to worship in the Kaaba, one of the many gods there, Allah. And then he goes back after the first year, and then they slaughter those in Mecca. And then you get the Mecca verses, which are basically slay the infidels wherever you find them. And taqiyya is the doctrine of concealment, that you can conceal what your hidden desire is by making friends with the pagans, as long as you don't have the surahs basically say, and many Muslim scholars, I'm not talking modern Muslim scholars, I'm talking companions of Muhammad himself and second, third generation scholars, talk about how you can use taqiyya when you feel like you're in danger, or as one surah says that you can when you're not dominating, when you're not more powerful than your enemy, you know, you befriend them. And the idea is after you befriend them, then you become more powerful, and that's when the Mecca revisited surahs come into play, and that's when you can dominate them, make them pay the tax and what have you, and find wherever you find them, slay them. And what's important to me about this is we have the radical, you know, Osama bin Laden types, and we have these types who want to just slaughter everybody. But then you have others. We have to understand it's so important. We have other Muslims out there that are practicing taqiyya. For instance, those, it says when you're surrounded by the enemy and you can't overpower them, that then, you know, you befriend them. Otherwise, when you're dominant, though, do not befriend the Christians and the Jews. But make war on all those, it says. Make war on all those who do not believe in Allah, including the people of the book at that point. In fact, eventually, when they're, according to Shiite Muslims, which is, you know, the type that we find in Iran with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, those Muslims, the Shiite Muslims, believe in a coming, you know, Messiah who will And basically, one of Muhammad's sayings from one of the hadiths, it's repeated over and over again, that when their Messiah comes, that the rocks will cry out and say, hey, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill him. So we have to understand that the Quran teaches that there will be a world religion, and it will be Islam. And I mean, Muslims can't deny. In fact, I quote right now from chapter 9, surah 33, or verse 33, will say, he is the one who sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, and will make it dominate all religions in spite of the idol worshippers. And by the way, Dr. Stan,
hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel, who's talking about the very real danger of the Mohammedan faith, which, of course, President Obama is doing everything he can to appease. Go right ahead, Joe.
Well, as mentioned in the Quran, chapter 9, surah 33, it says, he is the one who sent his messenger with the guidance and the religion of truth, and will make it dominate all religion in spite of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 1-800-730-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of Great Britain talked about it after the recent conference there in London, why we're moving towards a new world order. Read what Henry Kissinger says about we're moving towards a new world order. This is what it's really all about. And until people understand there's a spiritual force behind everything going on today, and there is a powerful spiritual force behind Barack Obama that has been working to bring him into the presidency of the United States at this specific time in history. That's what's so incredible. They precipitated the financial collapse just immediately before the election to ensure the election of Barack Obama. So what is that force? Where is Barack Obama going to lead America? And will you pick up the story there, Joe?
Well, I have to agree 100% with you. I remember we were talking before the election, and we were amazed with what happened with regard to Wall Street just earlier, and, you know, the financial crunch here, and also with the OPEC nations, Muslim nations, mostly making up OPEC, creating a situation where they were, where gas prices were nearing $5 a gallon, and all that, of course, subsided right after Barack Obama, or just as he was being elected. And if people, you know, you can believe in a lot of coincidences, but it's quite amazing because, you know, some things you could chalk up and say, you know what, this we can't be absolutely sure was engineered, but there are many things we could look at that were definitely engineered. That Barack Obama himself, I mean, he went into Chicago, he joined Reverend Wright's church because he wanted to be able to win the support of the black Christian community in Chicago. He was working under, organizing teachings of, he was considered basically a community organizer, but it's interesting, as he was working under Saul Alinsky. Saul Alinsky was dead since the 70s, but Saul Alinsky's organizers, and he learned his tactics. One of his favorite books, it's been reported, was his book, Rules for Radicals. In fact, his wife, during his Democratic Convention, accepting the nomination, she quotes from the book and refers to his days in Chicago when she was so proud of him. And what's interesting is that book is dedicated, and it's the tactics on how to get the power, is dedicated to Lucifer, on the opening dedication page by Saul Alinsky. And I think it's so important what you've emphasized, Dr. Stan, is if people just see the outside, they just see the surface, what's going on, and they don't realize that there is a spiritual war, and that the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Apostle Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. There are spiritual forces at work. God has allowed, man wasn't the first rebel. There's other rebels than just human beings. The Bible tells us that Satan was an angelic being who rebelled against God. He did not remain in the truth, it says. Jesus said, he was a murderer from the beginning. He's the father of lies, John 8:44. Jesus said, he manifested that rebellion among a third of the angelic realm. According to Revelation 12:9, he drew a third of the stars with him, and he deceives the whole world. And God allowed that to happen. I could have just wiped them out, but God allowed that to happen because God is allowing people to show their hearts. Who's going to follow God, who's going to be loyal to his truth and righteousness, and who is going to follow Satan? Who's going to line up on that side? And then there will be a great judgment. The Bible says it's appointed man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Well, what's interesting, when you look at Barack Obama, he has the skin of a veneer of Christianity, uses Christian lingo. He went to Reverend Wright's church because he said, he admits it in one of his books. I cite heavily in both of our videos from his books, and he states that he moved into Wright's church because he was counseled that if he wanted to get the Christian community behind him, he should join a church to do his community organizing. He did that, and he said he went to Reverend Wright's church because he saw spiritually eye to eye mostly with his version of Christianity, which of course was a social gospel, a more Sandinista, communistic, socialistic worldview of Christianity, which is not Christianity at all, and also a very pro-Muslim version of Christianity, which isn't Christianity at all again. And Reverend Wright, by the way, Dr. Stan, used to belong to the Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan. In fact, even as the pastor of his church. He and Obama went to the Million Man March by Louis Farrakhan.
Well, I think that people have to understand that Reverend Wright had an intense hatred of America, and why would Barack Obama have gone to Reverend Wright's church for part of 20 years, you know, been married there, had his children baptized there, if he didn't agree with Reverend Wright's hatred of America? So how did this man become president? There were powerful forces behind him. And one of the things that people have to understand, Wall Street and the Wall Street bankers were solid behind Barack Obama. Why would they back somebody who wanted to destroy America? You can only understand by understanding the spiritual forces that energize the people who lead our Wall Street banks.
I sing yes, why you wanna make me always guess? Every now and then you seem to love me, then you don't.
Go right ahead there.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because both Barack Obama and Reverend Wright went to Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March, and people need to understand that Louis Farrakhan is the leader of the Nation of Islam here in America. While they are not traditional Islam, while if you compare their teachings with the Quran, they're very, very, you know, much schismatic in regard to what the Quran teaches. But it's interesting because they still unite with traditional Islam and many of the radicals. Louis Farrakhan, you know, a buddy of Muammar Gaddafi's, who, you know, Ronald Reagan called the mad dog of the Middle East. Farrakhan said Hitler was a great man. Farrakhan said the ovens for the Jews are something that they'll go back into gladly. I mean, he said that in a celebrative way, that they're forever for the Jews. He said Judaism is a gutter religion and what have you. But it's interesting that Reverend Wright went with Louis Farrakhan while he was pastoring his supposed Christian church to visit Muammar Gaddafi, to have a meeting. Muammar Gaddafi wanted to fund the Black Nationalist Movement, Nation of Islam, not fund them, I mean give them weapons to overtake the government. We have a video clip of Muammar saying that. But what's interesting is Muammar Gaddafi, before Barack Obama became president, not long before he became president, we have this as well on video. We have him speaking. He says that Barack Obama is engaged in an election day lie. And he said, don't worry about what he said in regard to Jerusalem not being divided, you know, between the Palestinian state. He says that's an election day lie. After he gets elected, he will laugh at those who voted for him because that's what this is about. Well, now we have Barack Obama stating in Turkey, to a mainly Muslim country, that there will be a two-state solution and there will be a Palestinian state created within what we would regard the borders of Israel. Now, it's interesting because Muammar knew that, and he said it's an election day lie. It's interesting because his pastor, Reverend Wright, who he sat under for 20 years and was basically forced away from him if he was going to have any hope of an election, Reverend Wright said after Barack Obama distanced himself from that, he said he understood. He said that he's allowed to lie because he's a politician. But Reverend Wright said he knows where his heart, you know, really is. And it was Reverend Wright who gave Louis Farrakhan the Lifetime Achievement Award at his church, or I say his church gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award. There was an article called How to Rebuild Hamas. You know, Hamas is a terrorist group that their charter calls for the utter destruction and annihilation of Israel. And, you know, they put, you know, bombs filled with ball bearings around little kids, suicide bombers, and blow whole buses up.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment, Joe. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Pastor Joe Schimmel, and talking about the relationship between Barack Obama and his minister, certainly Reverend Wright, who had an intense hatred of America, who was closely aligned with Louis Farrakhan. In fact, both Reverend Wright and Barack Obama joined the Million Man March, Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March, and Farrakhan certainly supported Islamic terrorism. why would a man who professes to be a Christian be supporting Farrakhan? And of course, Barack Obama wanted to become the president of the United States. He lied about many things to become the president. Now he has the power. But remember, the reason he's in power is because of the very wealthy people who backed him. Where do you think the $600 to $700 million that Barack Obama raised during the election came from? Do you think it was from the little mom-and-pop people? Yes, a lot of little people contributed to him because they were filled with hostility towards John McCain because he was simply a clone of George Bush. Talk all you want to as a maverick. He was just George Bush on 90% of the major issues, and those he wasn't with Bush on, he was usually on the wrong side. But certainly as far as Barack Obama was concerned, there were powerful, powerful forces that provided the money to put him in the presidency. But more than that, it was their control, and I'm talking about the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberger, control of the media. It wasn't that the media had a love affair with Barack Obama. It was that the financial establishment had a love affair with Barack Obama. What most people don't understand is they are energized by the same spiritual force that energizes Louis Farrakhan. Go right ahead.
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan, because Reverend Wright's church, I mean, it was not vetted, it was not exposed for what it really was. It got very few minutes in the major national media. They dealt with it, but they didn't show a lot of what Reverend Wright was saying. They dealt with it minimally. More cleanup than anything. But it's interesting because an article called How to Rebuild Hamas, which was, how to strengthen it, how to rebuild it, was republished under another name in Reverend Wright and Barack Obama when he was there, when it was his church. It was republished in the church bulletin. Now, this is the guy who was wanted by the State Department, left the country, that wrote this article. Even on the Reverend Wright's website, church website, it talked about, and he's called Israel a terrorist state and what have you, but it talked about how Israel had developed a smart bomb that is so smart it kills just blacks and Arabs. Now, such ridiculous things remind you of the Protocols of Zion and what have you to prevent hatred toward Israel and what have you, but Reverend Wright and Farrakhan, when they visited Qaddafi, we don't know all that was said there, but it's just quite amazing that when you look at Qaddafi and you see his the video of him talking about with such adulation and such a celebratory tone before the election that don't worry, he's going to be elected and he will deal with Israel, letting them know. I mean, basically telling people he's practicing taqiyah, he's practicing concealment as to what his true motives are. Now, I'm not one that says, I don't go out and say that, Barack Obama is a, dyed-in-the-wool Muslim. I believe he's an internationalist. I believe he will use religions and use whatever it is to bring forth this new world order. In fact, he could be far darker in his spirituality than just straight Islam. I mean, there's many Muslims who they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, the Son of God, who died for their sins. Muslims don't, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be Muslims. But many of them, most Muslims, they've been brought up with the Quran. They don't realize it came hundreds and hundreds of years sometimes after the Christian gospel and contradicts it, and that the Bible actually predicts, even if an angel from heaven preaches another gospel to you, that which we preached, let him be accursed. And that an angel claimed to be from heaven, Gabriel, supposedly gave Muhammad the Quran, which contradicts the very gospel that was written years before, prophesied, is vouchsafed within Isaiah 53 in the Dead Sea Scrolls, which show us it didn't change, because the Dead Sea Scrolls tell us in Isaiah chapter 7 and Isaiah chapter 9 that God would send his son, that he'd be called Emmanuel, God with us, in Isaiah 53, that he would die for the sins of the world. This was buried, the prophecies about Christ, prior to even the coming of Christ, and they've been discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls, showing that the Christian gospel was a true gospel. By the way, I must say this, Dr. Stan, even in the Quran, Muhammad says, hey, ask the people of the book, he's talking about the Christians and the Jews, he says, and ask them if these things are not so. So he's basically appealing to the Christian Bible as in existence in his time as an authority. The problem is he hoped his his listeners would not actually compare Islam with the Bible, which shows totally, it says that Jesus isn't the Son of God, and he didn't die for us. And the Bible says in 1 John that those that deny the Father and the Son, 1 John chapter 2, that this is Antichrist. And the Bible tells us the central message of Jesus Christ is that he paid for our sins on the cross, and that we can't get into heaven unless we're forgiven by God through Christ's death. Islam teaches that you make your own way, you pay your own way with your own works. The Bible says that our works before God are filthy rags. We could never do enough to earn our salvation because God owes us death. So we're talking about a cosmic battle between darkness and between light. The true gospel against the false gospel. Satan's religion is a religion of works. The New Age religion is a religion of spiritual evolution, where you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps to get into the kingdom of God. And it's basically a spiritual battle at its core, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, Dr. Stan. And what is heartbreaking is few people recognize that this is spiritual, and that they don't look into what's going on. What were the connections between Wright and Farrakhan and Gaddafi and Barack Obama? And how is it that geopolitically the world is moving so fast now toward a world religion, with the New Age movement and with, you know, with Islam and with the international makers and shakers around the world and banking and the economy and what have you? It's all coming together. In fact, it's interesting. Sean Hannity had an interview with Morris, the man who was advised of the Clintons and what have you. And they were saying, they said, this was when they were talking about going to global currency a couple weeks ago, and it was getting more out in the open. And the two of them looked at each other, and they said, wow, everybody, we, you know, everybody that talked about, you know, coming global currency and a new world order and that this was coming about, you know, we always think of those guys as kooks. But it's happening. And I thought, yeah, we've been trying to tell you guys for a long time. We thought that we're so bright, but we have the Word of God, which tells us that these things would happen, these things would take place. Thank God Dr. Stan missed everything that is going on. You read the end of the book of Revelation, God wins at the end, Satan is thrown in the lake of fire, the Antichrist, the false prophet thrown in the lake of fire, all those who reject the Lord God, refuse to bow the knee to Jesus Christ, are judged because they've rejected the salvation that could be theirs through Christ's death, and they're dealt with as well. And they're separated from God from eternity, and God reigns and righteousness reigns. But in the meantime, there's many souls being lost to this deception that are succumbing to the lies and are actually lining up to become Barack Obama's foot soldiers for the New World Order.
Well, I believe there are really millions of them here in this country, but throughout the world, and so many of them really, of course, understand the spiritual force behind Barack Obama. There is this powerful spiritual force. That was the very substance of the article I sent you by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, who were associated in the past with the Lucis Trust that used to, came out of course, something known as the Lucifer Publishing House. And, of course, people do not understand there is this powerful occult world movement, and as Corrine McLaughlin quotes Barack Obama saying, we are the ones we have been waiting for. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm going to, in a minute, pick up from where you just left off there after I give a little parenthetical thing that brings us back to what I just mentioned, because there's a big section in our video, even though you and I have shared quite a bit on this topic a few months back, and now as things are developing, what we were talking about is spot on. I had a whole section in our video that deals with the New Age movement. And you remember what you just said when Barack Obama says, we're the ones we've waited for. I want to talk in a little bit about what Oprah Winfrey said about him, what Louis Farrakhan said about him. And they're basically looking at him as the New Age Messiah, or the one that will herald the New Age Messiah. But Barack Obama, by the way, he went into the Blue Mosque and spent about 40 minutes in there in Turkey, took off his shoes and as though it was holy ground, and he also was taken by the leader of Turkey to a picture, or not a picture, something done in memory of Muhammad's grandson, whose name was also Hussein, and Barack Obama smiled as he pointed out to him that, you know, his name was Hussein like yours is, and Obama is using his new name Hussein in Europe and with the Islamic world over here. He tried to not use it, and of course even John McCain said, and you know, he scolded anybody that would dare use it, Barack Obama's middle name. Well, Barack Obama said that we're moving forward towards Turkish membership in the EU would be an important signal. I'm sorry, not say we are. He said moving forward towards Turkish membership in the EU would be an important signal of your commitment to this agenda and ensure that we continue to anchor Turkey firmly in Europe. And he wants to see Europe more, you know, become more and more one with, you know, Turkey and Europe become more one, because we're looking at this more light, you know, moderate type of Islam, which will definitely have an incredible impact. But you know what Muammar Gaddafi said, Dr. Stan? He said years ago, and keep in mind his meeting with Farrakhan and Wright, and keep in mind what he said about Barack Obama. He predicted that he'd become president, and then he would turn back to on his words about not dividing Jerusalem, which he's already talking about. Muammar Gaddafi said that Europe would be taken without firing a shot. And that's exactly what's happening. Europe has been taken by, you know, already manipulated for years by, you know, the rich and the powerful and the warmongering. But he said they'd be taken without a shot, meaning for Islam. And now through mass immigration, and I think the UN put the, you know, the birth rate to sustain Europe to be about 2.2. Europeans are producing about 2.1. Well, Muslims are producing over there incredibly, and many of their cities are quickly becoming Muslim dominated. And you know what happened over there with regard to, you know, there's five courts over there right now, Dr. Stan, in England that are Sharia law courts. The Scandinavian countries and so forth, they won't say much about Islam because of the threats that came because of one cartoon. And then we could look at France. You see Sarkozy's wife, when, you know, dressing in a Muslim headdress in various areas of France because of fear. And I mean, and now they've targeted the United States of America, and they want our country. In fact, Omar M. Ahmad, the chairman of CARE, Mainstream Muslim Advocacy Group, that was basically found out to have some nefarious plans recently when they had hid behind being tolerant, which I think is very, very revealing when we talk about taqiyya and concealment. But he said, Omar Ahmad said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, he said, should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth. Everything we need to know is in the Quran. We don't need to look somewhere else. So people need to understand, even those who pass themselves off as, you know, as mellow, moderate Muslim advocacy groups, often, I'm not saying always, but often, have very nefarious designs for the United States of America.
And I'm sure you're absolutely right. They pretend, of course, to be oh so interested in the political process and democracy, but there is no democracy in the Muslim faith. The Muslim faith, Sharia law is the law of the land, the Muslim religion is the religion of the land, and the leaders will go right along with what the Quran says. This is a thing that the average American doesn't understand, and we are being intentionally taken over. Many of our cities, they have their mosques in, they have their call to worship five times a day, and you'll be wakened up in the middle of the night. What is it, call to worship at what, 4 o'clock in the morning, something like that. People say it could never happen here, and I would say, why couldn't it happen here? If God is just, he is going to destroy this nation, and what better way to do it than allowing a free Muslim immigration? And of course, if they're even talk about here in the United States, we know that in Great Britain today, they already have courts that are Sharia law. And I don't think it'll be long before we have courts of the Sharia law here in the United States, and Muslims will be judged under Sharia law, and you and I will be judged under the laws of this land, or what used to be the laws of this land, which are now the laws of the ruling elite. But go right ahead, Joe.
That's a chilling concern, Dr. Stan. And Obama had spent, I think it was $20 million, his administration, on bringing those in the Gaza Strip over to the United States in an immigration plan, and $900 million toward Gaza to rebuild Gaza and the Palestinian Authority. Much of it went to the Palestinian Authority as well. And these are both states. I mean, you remember under Arafat, he was seeking, although he was saying things in public that were, you know, happy and, hey, you know, we want to coexist and what have you. There are many declarations. They're on record where privately and strictly Islamic gatherings, he said that Israel would be pushed into the sea. And now we poured nearly $1 billion into rebuilding Gaza, and much of that will be used by Hamas, who seeks, according to their charter, the utter destruction of Israel.
Well, I think what people have to understand is we're financing the Islamic terrorist movement throughout the world. Where did Hamas come from? We carry a book called The Devil's Game, and it's written some years ago, coined to the fact that the American CIA and the Mossad, which work closely together, created Hamas. We are always creating and financing enemies, just as today we are funding the Pakistan military that's funding the ISI, that's funding the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are killing our boys in Afghanistan. What's wrong with this picture? Because nothing is that appears to be. Unless you understand their powerful spirits forces behind everything, why none of it makes sense. And once you understand these powerful spiritual forces that hate humanity and want to kill as many Americans and cripple as many American soldiers as possible, then things really begin to make sense. But go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, as you're saying, Dr. Stan, when there's enough chaos created, everybody wants the government, basically, the end game is the government to take care of us, and ultimately everybody line up and become Obama bots and basically, you know, submit to blindly to leadership, even if it's evil. And I'm a strong believer in the Bible as the Word of God, and Romans 13 does say that God has given, he's you know, created governments to protect the people from evil. Governments are, you know, supposed to protect people from evil, people breaking your homes, people, you know, genocide, things like that. They're not supposed to be a big brother that dictates every part of your life, and that's what we're headed toward. We're headed toward, you know, a big brother system that every single person right now listening should be on their knees seeking God and saying, God, what do I do for such a time as this, and how do I speak up and speak the truth in love?
And, of course, we see the video cameras going up all over America. Oh, well, we have to put those cameras up to ferret out the wicked terrorists. And that's why we're collecting dossiers on American citizens and why we want everything shipped here and why we want every American to carry an ID card. Because we wouldn't want Osama bin Laden sneaking in, would we? Pastor, you've got 3 more minutes to this section of the program, so go right ahead, and then we'll take a little short break, and then we'll be back for the next hour. But you've got 3 minutes right now.
Well, I'm saying if I got 3 minutes, I would say...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-
now and get copies of that DVD that you put out.
Yeah, they can go to lastdefense.org, lastdefense.org, and that's part one has been done for some time, and that's Barack Obama basically on a lot of the social issues, areas that should be important, I believe, to every human being regarding the killing of innocent babies, the issue of abortion. We have a Holocaust here in the United States that dwarfs what happened in Germany, over 50 million babies put to death, and Barack Obama promised to be very aggressive in, you know, shooting down laws that protect those babies. And also with sex education, we do a lot on sex education in that video, as well as Planned Parenthood. Okay. Somebody just told me today that they said, you know what, you should take that whole section out of that video on Planned Parenthood and just put that out on Planned Parenthood, because that had had such an impact. It was so impacting. So that video, just for that, just for the section as to what's going on socially, apart from even the Obama stuff, is important, but we show where he lies in that regard. And then
I'm going to interrupt you right there. Oh, please get your website one more time, and then we'll get it out again.
Lastdefense.org.
Lastdefense.org. Okay, Joe, and just hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us. So if you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. There's a donation button on our website if you'd like to help. And certainly then, of course, we hope that you want to get some of the material that we put together on the spiritual battle, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. There's a syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, the secret mystery series of DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and then the third and really, I think, probably the best of the series, The Eye of the Phoenix, goes into the occult symbols on the back of the dollar bill, because they love to hide their emblems in plain sight, and we certainly don't even see them. If you want to
understand real quick, only because I'm going to get in trouble with a lot of people, that's 7obamanations, .com or .org.
All right,
it's 7. The number 7. Then obamanations.org or .com.
All right, fine. I don't want you to get in trouble with a lot of people. Anyway, Chris, Pastor Joe's one of our favorite guests here. We carry his DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll. The 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version, you'll certainly want to get those. We carry several other DVDs that he's put out. All you have to do is call our number at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a list of the other DVDs we carry, what are the names of some of the other DVDs, Joe?
Man, we have one we just finished called The Kinsey Syndrome.
Right, did we carry that?
Yeah, that one's awesome, and that one was Ted Baer, top Christian movie critic, said he feels it's one of the most important movies of the 21st century. That explodes basically the sexual revolution here in this nation. Is 2 hours and 40 minutes, and it's jaw-dropping.
All right, what are some of the other DVDs we carry?
There's Hollywood's War on God.
We have that one.
Gnosticism within, Hollywood. There is Harry Potter. I think expose we've done Harry Potter. Man, there's a number of them. But I'm speaking now in reference to you know, now I'm crossing over, just answering your question regarding more of our ministry, but I have to speak to you in terms, legally, in terms of from our PAC with regard to the seven abominations.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment.
Website.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty with Pastor Joe Schimmel. But please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And, well, if you're leaving us now, we'll see you tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel, and we had a little technical difficulty. We're trying to get it straightened out so we can get hooked up back with our stations across America. Pastor Joe Schimmel, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Yeah, one of the things you had brought up, it was you had sent Dr. Stan a, I think it was like 5 pages long by McLaughlin and some of the members of you know, those who've been influenced by Alice Bailey and the whole arcane school of New Age school and what have you. And I, as I read that, it was very reminiscent of a section in our video that we deal with where we quote Benjamin Krem basically Benjamin Krem. You're familiar with, you're familiar with Benjamin Krem, right?
I'm certainly agree. But why don't you tell our listeners who he is? Because some of our listeners may not understand.
Well,
the significance.
About 25 years ago, he was taking out full-page ads in Chicago Tribune, LA Times, New York Times, all over the world, talking about how the Messiah was here, the Christ was here. And he said, for the Muslims, he's the Imam Mahdi, you know, he's the Maitreya, a long-awaited one. For the Buddhists, for Jews, he's the Messiah. For Christians, he's the Christ. For Hindus, he's the Krishna. And he was saying, basically, he's lying in wait, just waiting to reveal himself. And he basically came from the eschatological school of the New Age movement, where they wait for this coming New Age Messiah, who many, like David Spangler, another one related to his group, said that this coming Messiah will bring the Luciferian initiation when the planet is ready for it, and basically initiate the masses into the Luciferian initiation into the New Age. And they look at this Christ figure as being an evolved Messiah, and a man who has basically evolved to the point in his union with the Christ Spirit to where he can show humanity how to go into the New Age. And in the past it's been called the Age of Aquarius, the Luciferian Age, and what have you. And what's interesting about Krim is he gives talks at the United Nations and what have you. And a lot of people thought that he kind of just, you know, disappeared. He's kind of the John the Baptist of the New Age movement, announcing their Messiah. But he's come back with a vengeance, and he's had ads that have been appearing on CNN and other big news stations promising that Messiah is now waiting in the wings. I think this is all quite interesting because...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Schimmel. Go right ahead, Joe.
I think that's interesting because on his website, Benjamin Krems, and you know anybody can you know just type in his name. It's spelled C-R-E-M-E, and they can go to his website, and they'll see if he still has it up there. We have it. We have it. We've got a hold of it. Even if it's taken down, it doesn't matter because we show where he's promoting Barack Obama as being the significant president. Help bring in the New Age, very much like what you had sent me, Dr. Stan, from McLaughlin.
And there's Benjamin Krem, who is sort of the John the Baptist for the Antichrist, this demonic figure who's coming, is praising Barack Obama before the election. Is that correct?
Yes, praising him as the one who's going to help initiate and prepare the world because he's, you know, this spiritual leader who, you know, understands what's going on and what have you. And what's crazy about this is not just, you know, those you know, people in, you know, that a lot of people wouldn't regard because they're kind of into this really bizarre New Age esoteric stuff. It's people, it's the most powerful people in the entertainment world. It's, writing songs and doing videos and what have you. But also Oprah Winfrey. I think it's amazing that Oprah Winfrey basically, in so many words, indicated that Barack Obama is in some way, at least she was understood that way by many people, to be the return of the Messiah. In fact, on a Sunday afternoon in South Carolina, Dr. Stan, she was before about 30,000 people, and after Michelle Obama had spoken, she presented Barack Obama, Oprah did, to a frenzied crowd of it was almost like in messianic and biblical proportions. And she said, before she introduced him, as she was introducing him, before he came up, she basically said, you know, he's more than a politician, and I quote, she said, she declared, quote, "We need a leader who's going to touch our souls." And she said, she went on to talk about how she was stepping out of her pew to support Barack Obama. And she went on to also tell them that the truth about Obama is that she said he is the truth. And Jesus is the one who's known as the way, the truth, and the life. He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through me." And she said, "The reason I love Barack Obama is because he's an evolved leader who can bring evolved leadership to our country." Now, if we understand where Oprah is spiritually, she's in Eckhart Tolle's book, on the New World and and New Heaven and New Earth and what have you. And he teaches about how we are evolving as spiritual beings. And Jesus Christ was not in the New Age movement. He's not the Son of God, the unique Son of God, God in the flesh, who's come to die for our sins. He's a different...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Joe. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Pastor Joe's been talking about Benjamin Krem, who is, of course, a mystical leader, who is supposedly sort of like the John the Baptist, but not for the coming of the Christ, but for the coming of the Antichrist. And he's been certainly praising Barack Obama and running ads supporting Barack Obama before the election. And pick up the story there, Joe.
Well, yeah, on his website, you know, he promoted Barack Obama as this, you know, this president that is coming at just the right time, much like McLaughlin's article, to help bring in the New Age and what have you, that he was going to play a significant role in doing that. Well, I was quoting from Oprah Winfrey before 30,000 people on a Sunday afternoon, many of these people churchgoers, and she was using messianic language to introduce Barack Obama. And she said that the reason I love Barack Obama is because he's an evolved leader who can bring evolved leadership in our country. And in the New Age movement, in the new spirituality, an evolved leader is one who is in touch spiritually with their higher self and one who is going to lead others to recognize their higher self. And many New Agers believe that that would mean he would, you know, show people how they can be Christ, how they can become Christ themselves. The Bible, the Jesus of the Bible was prophesied to come to earth, but he is God himself. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. And it says, all things were made by him. In case anybody's wondering who Jesus is, it says, all things were made by him, and nothing came into being but by him. And in verse 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But the Bible says those that deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God, those that deny that he is the Christ or the Son of God, it's the spirit of Antichrist. And the Gnostics taught that Jesus was just a, you know, just a, the Christ was a spirit that rested upon the man Jesus, and that Christ's spirit will come back, and he'll rest on another man in the future. Many New Agers believe that will be the leader that will lead us into a new age. But the Bible says that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh. You can't separate Jesus from Christ. Jesus is the name Yeshua, which means God saves. He is the Christ, the Bible says. Jesus is the Christ. And the Bible says those that deny that Jesus is the Christ, this is the spirit of Antichrist, 1 John chapter 4. So God's Word warns us that there would be a spirit of Antichrist that would come in the last days. The Gnostics that they combated in the first century were harbingers of the ultimate Antichrist to come, the final Antichrist. Now what's amazing is the New Ages are preparing people not for the Jesus of the Bible that will come back with the scars in his hands, his feet from dying for our sins, whom the Old Testament says the Jews will see the one that they pierced, and then they'll mourn and recognize that they pierced the Messiah, and then he will forgive those who turn to him. Now, the book of Acts, chapter 1, around verse 11, Dr. Stan, says the same Jesus, the angels told the apostles that saw Jesus ascending, the same Jesus that you saw ascend into the cloud before your eyes will come back in the same manner. That's the Jesus we're looking for. The Gnostics are teaching that there's going to be an evolved spiritual being named Christ that will lead us into the new age, and the Bible warns that there will be an Antichrist that will actually come back before Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus comes, it says, every eye will see him, they also which pierced him, and all kindreds will wail because of him, even so amen, he comes in the clouds of glory and what have you. The Antichrist will come on the scene as one who's been born from somebody on earth. And Jesus himself said, if they say, I'm in the inner or the secret chambers, or I'm in the desert, don't believe them. He said, when I come back, it's like lightning shining from the east to the west. You can't miss it, he was basically saying. So the New Ages are teaching that, many of the New Ages are teaching that he's coming. This is just a man who's going to have the overshadowing of this Christ spirit, who's going to guide us into seeing how we ourselves can become gods. And by the way, Dr. Stan, that's right from the pit of hell. As you know very well, in Genesis chapter 3, Satan tried to get Eve, and he successfully deceived her by telling her that she could become God. And if she partook of the hidden gnosis, or the tree of knowledge, she would realize her divinity. Well, of course, her eyes were open, but they were open to her shame and guilt for rebelling against God, and she died and was booted from paradise and turned back to the dust, and all of us inherit what Adam did right after her, that sin nature, and we're all fallen and sinful because of the first humans wanting to become God. That's man's problem. We don't want to bow to God. We want to be God. Well, the Antichrist will epitomize that promise. He'll basically, the Bible says, he'll sit in the temple of God showing himself that he is God in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And just like Satan himself, it says that the Bible says that Satan in Isaiah 14 wanted to be like the Most High God. This is the lie of the New Age. This is the lie of the rebellious leaders around the world who want to act as God themselves, who want to rule over people themselves. And as Christians, we bow before the one true God. We say, we serve you. We serve the creator of the universe. We put no God or man before you. Well, Oprah Winfrey says that she's, you know, that Barack Obama is this evolved spiritual leader, or this evolved leader who can bring evolved leadership to our country. Not spiritual leader, but that was the context in which she was speaking. And it's interesting, because Eckhart Tolle, a man who she's been pushing, a guy from Germany, an esoteric teacher, teaches the same thing, that we are gods and what have you. And Oprah Winfrey talks about how each of us gets in touch with, you know, we get in touch with our higher self and what have you. On Barack Obama's former pastor, Reverend Wright's website, There's a page on yoga, and it states, within each of us is the seed of divinity. Each soul is divine. I bow to the divinity in us all. Barack Obama writes in his book, Dreams from My Father, Dr. Stan, that he was inspired. I was reading through that book, and I was blown away when I came toward, it's near the end, actually, and he's at a musical, and he highlights these specific words of inspiration from the musical, quote, I found God in myself and loved her. I loved her fiercely.
I found God in myself and loved her. Now, that, of course, is the antithesis of Christian teaching. That is the basis of paganism, of the worship of the goddess who is within us. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, it's interesting because Winfrey, when she was before those 30,000 people, Dr. Stan, and speaking of Obama as being this evolved leader that's going to lead us, she recalled a story from a 1974 film called The Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. And it was based on Ernest Gaines' novel that came out just a few years earlier, I think in 71. And what's interesting is when she mentioned Jane Pittman, she basically told her audience that, well, she said this. She said, she said, I do believe, and she talked about how Pittman was a black woman who was looking around for the one that would bear the cross, and she would go to every child she saw, basically, and say, "Are you the one? Are you the one?" You know, and then if you go to the novel that the book is based on, Dr. Stan, it says, "Are you the one that will bear our cross for us?" It's a messianic hope. And then what she says, Dr. Stan, very chilling to this 30,000 people in Carolina. She says, "I do believe." This is introducing Barack Obama. "I do believe today we have the answer to Ms. Pittman's question. It's a question the entire nation is asking. Is he the one?" Winfrey said, "South Carolina, I do believe he's the one." And the crowd just goes into almost a maniacal crescendo of excitement that she whips them out into. And then, of course, Barack Obama comes up. So what's amazing is that book, that novel, that movie, you know, this woman is looking for a messianic figure called the One, and she says he is the One. And in our, it's interesting to me as well that in the Gnostic movie, The Matrix, which is, we've exposed as being incredibly Gnostic by the Wachowski brothers, where Keanu Reeves is, you know, he's basically the One, and the Creator's the evil one, and in Gnosticism they teach the Creator's evil, and you got to break away from his rules and his morals and they just shackle you down, and you want to be your own God, basically, and that's what, you know, the serpent did in Gnosticism. The serpent is a savior by leading Eve out of bondage to the Creator, supposedly, and that's what Gnosticism teaches. The different Jesus they have, he teaches us how to basically rebel against the Creator. Well, it's interesting, in one of the most popular movies ever made, The Matrix, it's interesting that Keanu Reeves, he plays, and I don't have time to get totally into it, but he plays a guy by the name of Neo Anderson. Neo means new. Anderson means son of man. He's the new son of man. And he delivers, and it's the AI, the computer that has created this false reality that he has to escape from. And in Gnosticism, everything is basically like an illusion, and we don't really want to serve the God that's created us. We want to break free to another spirit and what have you, a primary spirit, as they call him, or the ultimate depth. But Neo Anderson, he's really a counterfeit New Age Christ who fights against the Creator. The AI is, you know, just a metaphor for God. And it's interesting because at the end of the movie, the first one, you know, he basically says, "I'm not going to follow you. You know, I'm going to teach everybody to do their own thing, which is do what thou wilt, which is the basis of Satanism." And the Antichrist will ultimately be called the man of sin. But Dr. Stan, all these different false Christ images that have been propagated through music, through movies, through the New Age movement, they're propagated as well throughout Islam and the Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam, which is Farrakhan's group, that Reverend Wright has given such credence to and what have you, and Barack Obama has admitted in one of his books, reading The Call magazine, Final Call magazine, which is their apocalyptic magazine that emphasizes the Nation of Islam, and Islam itself, especially the Shiite Islam, more specifically Shiite Islam of Ahmadinejad, they're looking for messianic figures as well that they claim to be the Christ or Jesus, but he has nothing to do with the Jesus Christ of the Bible. In fact, Barack Obama admits in one of his books that he was influenced by Malcolm X. He was one of the leaders of the Nation of Islam. And it's interesting because when Reverend Wright was on Sean Hannity sometime back, probably about a year before the election, Reverend Wright was being asked questions about his black liberation theology. And he said that he was, as a black liberation theologian, he was influenced by a guy by the name of Cones. Well, Cones teaches that Cones teaches the destruction of God if God doesn't submit to the hopes of the black liberation theology.
God will be destroyed? Is that what they're really after?
Well, he says, if you understand it right, he says, you will agree with me that the whole Caucasian race is a race of devils, Cone says, and that God is a... I'll tell you what, after the break, I hear that music.
All right, fine. Of course, our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. We're talking about the tragedy that has befallen America. But then, why should we be surprised? Because God judges nations that turn against Him, and America has turned against God. Go right ahead.
Well, basically, yeah, during that interview, Sean Hannity was asking, you know, Barack Obama. Not Barack Obama.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Wright didn't understand that, you know, certainly we could improve race relations in this country. It had to do with hatred. It was built upon hatred, and hatred of whites, and so many of the writings of the people that certainly Reverend Wright followed, talked about the total destruction of the white race in the coming Armageddon. So go ahead, pick up the story there, Pastor.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because Louis Farrakhan, just last year, Dr. Stan, in his Savior's Day speech, 2008, he told the Nation of Islam members that Barack Obama was the hope, not of just America, but the hope, but quote, hope of the entire world, end quote. And as, you know, he approaches 80 years old, he's realizing that he isn't the promised one that will come and annihilate Israel and bring in the new age and destroy the Christian church, because he's getting a bit older. So he's now, because we have videotape we show of him claiming to be the Messiah. He thought he was the Messiah. You know, he said that that Jesus Christ wasn't born in Bethlehem of Judea. He was, you know, born in Sanders, Georgia, as though he was the Messiah. Now he realizes he wasn't Satan's pick to bring the end. Now it's interesting, Farrakhan in Savior's Day speech, he compared Barack Obama to Farad Muhammad, who started the Nation of Islam. And it's important to understand that Farad Muhammad, in fact, they like to say Farad Muhammad was considered God in the flesh to the Nation of Islam. In fact, so when Farrakhan's comparing Obama to the founder of the Nation of Islam, I think it's important that we recognize how they regard Farad Muhammad. And he said of, Farrakhan said, and we have this in videotape, by the way, just like we have Oprah Winfrey calling him the one that we've been waiting for. We have all so many of these things I'm talking about. I wish people could see, but we'll have them out in our part two. But we also have him at the Savior's Day speech. He says a black man with a white mother became savior to us. He's talking about Muhammad. He told the crowd of, you know, most of his followers, or mostly followers, he said a black man with a white mother could turn out to be the one who can lift America from her fall. Now that's, Muhammad was actually, you know, a black man with a white mother just like Barack Obama. Now it's interesting because at this point, we have to keep in mind who he is. And then he says that Barack Obama is not the hope of the entire world, but he says that he declared, Fard was regarded by the Nation of Islam, as I mentioned, as God, right? And Fard said, my name is Mahdi, or Mahdi, we usually say M-H-D-I, that's the coming messianic one. There's different Mahdis, but they're looking for one particular one in Islam as well, in Shiite Islam. But Fard said, my name is Mahdi, they say Mahdi, I am God. That was his declaration. But every issue of the Nation of Islam newspaper called The Final Call, which Barack Obama has read in the past, according to his own book, it states, every reader can read it when you look at their heading, when it talks about their beliefs, that's republished with every publication. It says what the Muslims believe, and it says, we believe that Allah, God, appeared in the person of Master W. Farad Muhammad, July 1930, the long-awaited Messiah of the Christians and the Mahdi of the Muslims. Sounds a little bit like Krem's commercial, doesn't it? So we have these same things going on. And also in the Savior's Day speech, Dr. Stan, he said, when you hear the voice of Barack Obama, you hear the voice of the Messiah.
Now, this is Farrakhan just saying, when you hear the voice of Barack Obama, you hear the voice of the Savior?
Yes, and that could be taken two different ways, as though he's the Messiah himself, or he's the one that's leading us to the way of the Messiah, or what have you. And it gets more chilling, because when we look at the size of the Nation of Islam, and we look at Islam itself, and we look at Shiite Islam, which follows, they all follow Hadith. Of course, they have Muhammad's example to follow, who was the prophet of the sword, which is quite chilling. Then they have the Quran, which is their authoritative sacred book to follow, but they also have the Hadith to follow, and the Hadith are the traditional statements of Muhammad, supposedly, you know, 1,700 different sayings of Muhammad, and different Muslims look at different hadiths as being authoritative. But when you look at the hadith, Dr. Stan, it's like the Bible, the Book of Revelation, turned inside out. Just like the Nation of Islam, it appears to be preparing the way of the Antichrist. Which I hear that music coming again, so maybe we could talk about that after the next break.
All right, we certainly will. Well, of course, our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. We're talking about the spiritual component behind Barack Obama, which you're not going to hear about elsewhere. But unless you understand that there are those who really believe that he is the one we've been waiting for, you ever have to wonder how it was that he was able to get elected to the presidency? Well, there are powerful forces, mystical forces behind him, including some of the most powerful men on Wall Street. I wonder why. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
Yeah, I was saying that when you read what the Bible says about the future and the coming great deception, and that there would be a global government with global commerce and a global religion, and we see the United Nations is promoting all of these things, and when we look at this closely, we see that these things are prophesied in the Bible, but the United Nations wants to bring it about, and is doing it in the name of, philanthropy and in the name of bringing a just society and what have you, which is very anti-Christian. But it's interesting, the United Nations greatly favors Islamic nations. The United Nations even their meditation room is very mystical and new age, and they've given much favor to Benjamin Krem and the teachings of the New Age movement. And it's very anti-Christian. But it's interesting when we look at not only New Age, the New Age teachings, which Barack Obama and where he's bringing the world really fits very much into their satanic eschatology. And we look at the Nation of Islam and how they have a coming Messiah which is different than Jesus and is going to actually destroy the Christian church and destroy America diminish America. We also see we should have some great concerns because of Barack Obama's affiliation with the Nation of Islam, even having some serving with him throughout his campaign. And I just read an article recently where he's seeking to bring Muslims on staff into his White House staff. So we'll see where that goes. But what's interesting, Dr. Stan, it's not just those groups, but it's also Shiite Islam, which is there's literally tens of millions, hundreds of millions of Shiite Muslims, and mostly you find them in Iran and other parts of the Middle East. And this is the type of Islam that's perpetuated by the Ayatollah Khomeini in the past and even now, and then
Ahmadinejad, right.
I've got his name down. Usually the Mahmoud threw me off, but he's got many strange teachings and beliefs, and he's very apocalyptic. And Ahmadinejad teaches that there must be, and believes that there must be a state of chaos in the world to bring forth the Islamic Messiah. Now, Dr. Stan, this fits very well into satanic doctrine. It fits very well into internationalists financing wars and breeding chaos. It fits very well into the Satanists here in the United States of America, whether it was those working with Charles Manson or those working with the Son of Sam. Who was a follower of Crowley, admitted that...
Hold that thought, we'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, Pastor Joe Schimmel, talking about the influence of Satanism here in America, and, of course, the fact that there really are satanic cults, mentioning the Son of Sam killer, who is, of course, deeply involved with Satanism, but you were never told that. In fact, he was part of a satanic coven, but, of course, that was totally suppressed. The authorities refused to go after the rest of the people in that coven who committed many of the acts which David Berkovich was accused of and didn't commit. Not that he didn't commit murder, not that he shouldn't be in jail, but he was part of a satanic coven, and as just exactly as was Charles Manson, all tied into something known as the Process Church of the Latter-day Judgment. And the fact that most Americans have never heard of this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. So go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
very good introduction to that subject, Dr. Stan. Many people aren't aware of it, but we show an interview with Berkowitz in one of our videos, and Berkowitz talks about how, and they knew, I mean, there's a book called The Ultimate Evil, written by a non-Christian who was one of the journalists that followed the whole thing and said, there's a lot more going on, and New York Police Department, they just wanted to, you know, say, hey, we caught the guy, but Berkowitz, the letters that were left were, you know, talked about several people being involved in satanic rites and what have you, but Berkowitz came out later, even though his throat had been slit in prison, and had confessed that he was working with several other people, and that the Son of Sam murders, that's why there were so many different descriptions of witnesses who had seen the killings with different cars and different looks, were done by an assortment of people who were seeking to, as Satanists, bring forth a climate of chaos that would foment or bring a condition that would lend itself to the Antichrist arising. Now, the Antichrist himself doesn't even know when he will arise, but Satanists have been trying to create that kind of climate for many years. The Bible talks about him being revealed in at the proper time in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Well, Ahmadinejad also believes that there must be chaos because the hadiths, which are the Muslim traditions of Muhammad's statements and early Islamic teaching, the hadiths they go by, the traditions, teach that there must be this chaos, and then when there's world chaos, then the Messiah will come forth. Of course, he's not the biblical Messiah. He'll be the Antichrist. It's paving the way for the Antichrist. And what's very chilling, Dr. Stan, is when you look at the book of Revelation and how it describes the Antichrist, it describes the false prophet who does signs and miracles to get the world to worship the Antichrist, the very things they do are the very ways that Shiite Islam understands Christ to be coming back, Jesus Christ, with the Mahdi working in concert together. That's why I've said earlier, it's like the book of Revelation and biblical prophecy turned on its head or turned inside out. So Ahmadinejad, we show in our video, when we show these different things about Barack Obama and the coming Antichrist and these different people promoting Barack Obama as one of the spiritual leaders bringing this time about, we show a well in about 100 miles from Tehran. And by the way, there's millions and millions of dollars being spent by Ahmadinejad with Islamic radio and kind of a red carpet treatment, waiting for the Messiah to emerge. Government radios throughout the day, which get major airtime, as you could imagine, in Iran, is constantly talking about this coming Messiah that they're ready for. We show footage behind the temple, the Islamic mosque, where they believe that Ahmadinejad has gone to visit the Islamic Mahdi, or Messiah type, and we show people putting letters in the well that's kind of quartered off to a degree as they're waiting for him to emerge. And keep in mind, Jesus said, when they say, I'm in the desert places, don't go out there, that's not me, and I'm in the secret chambers, don't go out. Well, that's exactly what people are doing, thinking that he's out there, because Ahmadinejad says that he's met the Mahdi that's to come, that's going to bring the world religion of Islam throughout the world and subjugate Judaism and Christianity, actually wipe out the Jews. And what they teach in Shiite Islam, they teach that when the Mahdi comes, the one that will come with him is Jesus. Jesus' second coming will take place, and the two of them will work together, and that this second coming of Jesus will not be the Jesus of the Bible, because, of course, he won't have the wounds, his hands and his feet. Jesus didn't die for our sins, they teach. Of course, they came long after Christ. It's a false Jesus. But he has never really died. He will appear on the scene. He will come, and the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, they're waiting for the 12th Imam, the Mahdi will tell Jesus to lead the people in prayer, but that Jesus will take a step back and tell the Mahdi no, and will submit to the Mahdi and tell people to follow the Mahdi. Now, I think this is very interesting, Dr. Stan, because the Bible says that the false prophet will tell people to worship the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13, and it says that the false prophet looks like a lamb, meaning he looks like he represents Christ. And it says the false prophet looks like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. I mean, he speaks Satan's words. Satan speaks through him or channels him. And so their Mahdi, guess what? He's going to claim to represent Christianity, but tell people to follow, their Jesus, their second coming, what they claim to be the second coming of Jesus, will represent Jesus and it says he will renounce Christianity, and he'll tell people to follow the Mahdi. The Bible says the false prophet who will look like a lamb, like he represents Christianity, but it'll be the false prophet, will speak the words of the dragon. That's all in Revelation 13. And he'll do signs and wonders and bring fire down from heaven even, which could be supernatural, or it could be just the use of use of nuclear weapons. Who knows? We'll find out. And people will worship the Antichrist because of the power that he wields by bringing fire down from heaven.
And I think you're really, that what you're saying is so prophetic. I mean, if you really study what's going on today and you read our material, you'll find out that the American State Department has been actually facilitating and aiding in the transfer of nuclear technology to Pakistan. Now, they can't tell you that. They've got to try to get you convinced that, oh my goodness, the American policy is to prevent proliferation of nuclear weapons. But as for many things, it isn't true. I hope you'll read our January 2008 newsletter. It's called State Secrets. It goes into the story of Sybil Edmonds and her effort to try to get the American people to understand that the American State Department was intentionally and knowingly allowing the transfer of nuclear the secrets and technology to Pakistan, which is how they were able to get the bomb, and then spread that technology to both Libya and, of course, to Iran and perhaps even to North Korea. If this is true, why aren't you hearing it? Well, if you were living in other countries, you could read this in the newspaper. It's up on the Internet under the Sybil Edmonds story, but probably the best and most convenient thing is the January 2008 Radio Liberty letter entitled State Secrets, and I believe this is a forerunner to the coming nuclear war that Pastor Joe's talking about. But God does bring his judgment upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against the God of the Bible. Go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
Well, that's quite amazing when you look at, along with what you said, what we've been doing, pouring $900 million into Palestinian Authority and also into Gaza right now for Hamas, who is seeking to acquire weapons to... And by the way, we're helping the Palestinian Authority over there build up their military. I mean, it's just amazing. But when we look at the book of Revelation and when it talks about this final New World Order, the world economy and a world religion, it talks about, and really all this is, all these men that have been used through the years in various ways to help build and bring forth the New World Order through secret societies and what have you, a lot of these guys are stooges ultimately. Ultimately, there will be an Antichrist that emerges and a false prophet, and Satan will use them, and it'll be kind of like a false, a counterfeit trinity that's going on, and the world will be subjugated to them, and there'll be the New World Order. But what's amazing is Islam is preparing the way for this by claiming that Jesus is coming back to tell people to follow the Mahdi, and the Mahdi will march into Jerusalem, march into Israel, which is what the Bible says that the Antichrist will do, and he'll sit in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. And it's interesting because at that time, according to Muhammad, and anybody could just Google a search on the rocks calling out, telling the Muslims to kill the Jews, and you'll find Islamic clerics and Islamic leaders that Muhammad is quoted in mosques around the world, Dr. Stan, over and over again from a statement from one of the hadiths where he stated that the rocks will cry out and say, hey, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. So the Armageddon that they are planning for is the very thing the Bible says. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 12 that God will go out, or that Satan will go after the Jewish people. It talks about this woman, this great symbol with a star, or the sun and the moon and 12 stars. That's the same symbolism used of Joseph's 12 and his brothers and his mother and father there in Genesis, the 12 tribes of Israel. And Satan will persecute the woman, and she will be protected by God in the wilderness for 42 months. And she won't be able to get Satan won't be able to devour or destroy the remnant of Israel that flees from the land of Israel when the Antichrist takes it over. And then at the very end of Revelation 12, the last verse, I think it's on verse 17 or so, it says, then the dragon will go after the offspring of her seed. And Galatians chapter 3 says that Gentile believers are Abraham's offspring through faith. And it says those who keep the commandments of God and those who remain or have their faith in Jesus Christ. So there, and what's interesting is the Antichrist figure, or the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, and the false Jesus, the Bible says that they'll renounce the cross. That's Christianity. And that they'll go after the Jews, to kill the Jews. it fits the book of Revelation like a hand in a glove, except it's the wrong side. It's Satan's side.
Well, because this is the spiritual battle that I've been talking about, that you've been talking about for a long time. We're trying to get the people to understand these things are not imaginary. They were all prophesied thousands of years ago. They're coming to pass. And, of course, President Barack Obama is going to play an important part in this because he is looked upon by many as the one we've been waiting for.
Quite amazing. Another thing I think, Dr. Stan, that... I know what a lot of your listeners would need to be attuned to is what we automatically think is that, wow, great, I'm glad I have the Bible, I'm glad I'm a Christian, I'm glad I got God's revelation to see where things are going, and therefore I go to a Christian church and everything's going to turn out great. And that may not be so, because there are many spiritual leaders that use the term Christian and banter Christianity around, huge leaders who are actually appeasing Islam as well, and very well may play a major role in leading professing Christians into this counterfeit kingdom of Antichrist. In fact, it's heartbreaking to me that right now we have, who's been called by Wolf Blitzer, America's pastor, and Time Magazine titled similar, is Rick Warren. Rick Warren is considered America's pastor right now, yet it's interesting, he didn't only play a role in helping Barack Obama get elected by giving him a place in his church to speak long before the John McCain interview or a debate, but then later with John McCain and embracing, saying that he's a man of high character and what have you, even though he's for the continual murder of babies and the dissolution of marriage as we understand it. What's interesting is Rick Warren also looks for the creating of a global New World Order. He talks about, he has a peace plan. He uses the acronym PEACE, P-E-A-C-E, and that acronym PEACE is about creating this new world order on earth, and he states that it's like a stool. He says, just like a stool needs three legs, a three-legged stool needs all three legs, we need the governments of the world to unite with the businesses of the world to unite with the church. The P in the peace plan was at first planting churches. Many people got on board. Thousands of people got aboard. Wow, it's planting churches. It's for the Great Commission to reach people for Jesus Christ. But then the P, Dr. Stan, was changed from planting churches to partnering with churches. Oh, let's partner with churches already in existence. Then it was changed from planting churches to partnering churches to promoting reconciliation. And promoting reconciliation has come to mean, in many ways, reconciliations between different religions. And what's interesting, he has now said that to bring this world government of, and these three legs, by the way, the political realm, you know, government, the commerce, and religion, that is more of a description of the last days Antichrist counterfeit religion than the true church of Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 18:36, he says, my kingdom is not of this world. You know, we're citizens of heaven. Our kingdom is not of this, his kingdom is not of this world. We've been called out of this world to be separate from, this wicked fallen world, would to be salt and light, but not to have any pipe dreams that we're going to create some kind of utopia on earth. And that falls in line with more of the World Council of Churches and what have you. And Rick Warren has been presenting more and more the social gospel. He did it again last night as he was interviewed by Larry King. And when Larry King asked him about the decision in Iowa to grant gay marriage, he said, you know what, I'm oblivious to that kind of stuff. You know, I'm more about working with nations like Rwanda and what have you. And he has said, Dr. Stan, that if Jesus Christ doesn't return for 1,000 years, this is what Rick Warren said, when he launched his peace campaign to destroy the five global giants of poverty and ignorance and what have you, he said that if Jesus doesn't return for 1,000 years, when he comes back, all that will be here is the church. Well, his view of the church is he said that we can work with Muslims, we can work with Hindus, you know, we can work with homosexuals, with feminists. He said we can work with all these people to bring about this, the kingdom of God on earth. This is not the kingdom of God. This is the kingdom of Satan that he's building. And Jesus didn't say when he comes back, all that would be here is the church. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 through 12, that there'd be a great falling away. Many would fall away. And he said that there would be such great tribulation in verses 15 through 20. Verse 15, he talks about the coming Antichrist. And he said there would be such great tribulation at that time. He said that if the Son of Man did not return, No flesh would be saved on the earth. No life would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened and he will return. In other words, it's not going to become a Christianized world of the kingdom of God on earth. What the Bible talks about is the great whore of Babylon in Revelation 17 and 18, a satanic, adulterous church which has united with the kings of the earth and committed fornication with the kings of the earth that Jesus Christ comes back to judge.
I fear you're right, and I fear, of course, there are going to be an awful lot of surprised Christians who have followed false leaders. The problem is that so many Christians go to a church and they accept whatever their minister tells them as right, whereas they have to go to the scriptures themselves to determine what God actually said. You can't depend upon somebody else. You would like to think your minister is right, but of course, what happens if he's not? Because it's between you and God, not between you and the minister.
Dr. Stan, along those lines and testing things, let me give you some evidence along the lines that he is appeasing Islam to a degree. Remember, he prayed the inaugural prayer for Barack Obama. So you have the most powerful religious man on the earth, probably more powerful than the Pope in this hemisphere, and he prayed to the merciful and compassionate one, a Quranic formula used in 113 of the 114 chapters of the Quran for Allah, and he prayed in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, and the name of Isa. Isa is the Muslim Palestinian prophet in the Quran.
And this is Rick Warren's prayer when Barack Obama became the President of the United States. And most people did not recognize the fact that he was actually bringing in a Muslim deity in the prayer. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Well, our guest this evening has been Pastor Joe Schimmel. We hope you've enjoyed the program, and we'll hope to get Joe back on soon. We're certainly going to be carrying his DVDs. We want you to get his information and help us spread the word while
we can. Thanks for having me, Dr. Stan. You're incredible. God bless you.
Joe, don't go away. Are you still there?
Still here.
Okay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
And then on the weekend to about 33 stations across America, bringing them the truth that they're not going to get elsewhere. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, why, we'd love to hear from you. If you're not in a position to do that, why, of course, just go up to our website, pull down our newsletters. Certainly you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. If you'd like to donate, there is a button there that you can push to donate. But you don't have to if you're not in a position to, although we could certainly use your support, because we need to expand our ministry as much as we can in the time that's allotted to us. Once again, of course, we hope that you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our talk on the forbidden secret or the secret knowledge. We hope that you'll certainly want to get the material on the Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Pastor Joe Schimmel put that out. He put out the DVD on Kinsey. You need to have that information. Certainly Kinsey was financed by the Rockefeller Foundation that has financed so many of the evil things going on in our society today. This is the major force behind the Earth Charter, behind certainly the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, or those group I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Because, of course, their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity. And they've recruited Rick Warren into the membership of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, we do hope, of course, you want to get the DVDs on The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, and The Eye of the Phoenix, those three excellent DVDs. The Riddles in Stone, The Secret Mysteries, and The Eye of the Phoenix. You need to get those. You'll certainly want to get Pastor Joe Schimmel's DVDs on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, a very important contribution because it shows the satanic influence within the music industry, but that same influence is there within finance, within politics, or within education, within every aspect of our society. And what is most frightening and shocking is that many of our ministers have actually gone over to the dark side. In fact, they were always on the dark side, and yet some of them, of course, have been promoted to the highest levels of Christianity today. I'm talking like people like the Archbishop of Canterbury, who leads the Anglican Church in Great Britain. And yet, of course, he's always on the wrong side of the moral and spiritual issues. Well, certainly we hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com. Great information there that will help you to better understand what's going on. If you'd like to understand the financial crisis, we've got a great new four-tape set. It's called Financial Armageddon. Financial Armageddon. We have a new syllabus called Financial Armageddon. We'll be, and you can get that now, but it'll be distributed with our talk on that subject, which we'll have very, very soon. We have a talk we gave 3 years ago called Financial Tsunami with a Syllabus, and it's very apropos because it's exactly what's going on today. We have a great book written in 1889. Telling how the banks were going to eventually try to take away the freedom of the American people and do that simply by going from financial crisis to financial crisis. The book, The Coming Battle, by Mr. Wahlberg, an attorney, written in 1889. The book, The Money Creators, written in 1935 by Gertrude Krugman. Of course, we carry the Creature from Jekyll Island, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and of course, Fiat Money, Inflation in France. We carry my two little pamphlets of the history of money and the financial meltdown. You need to have this information. You're going to need it if you hope to survive. And right now, of course, if you want to get a good, great 4-CD set, it's titled The Financial Armageddon. It's ready and available now. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. but pray for our leaders and ministers, and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.